The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, let your love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of the holy ones, exercise hospitality, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, have the same regard for one another, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly, do not be wise in your own estimation. The word of the Lord. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord. He has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then return to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. And so again we come and we celebrate the Feast of the Visitation of Mary. And again, Mary, who has God within her, doesn't have a spirituality that says, "I got to take care of God and I got to take care of me first. And then if there's anything left over, because what's most important is my holiness." She goes and she leaves and she takes care of Elizabeth. Again, totally other-centered. And again, why? Because God lived within her. Why? Because she believed, as Elizabeth said, that the promises made to her by God would be fulfilled. So she didn't have a toothache where she was constantly worried about herself. She trusted in God, so now she could take care of other people. What keeps us, I think, focused on ourselves, if we are, is we have a toothache, a spiritual one, that keeps us focused on our salvation. Am I going to make it? Am I not going to make it? So I don't have time to be worried about anybody else because I'm so focused on my own salvation. the exact opposite of the Blessed Mother. The exact opposite. She was always more concerned about others than she was for herself. So too, she comes to teach us that we too have to trust in the Lord. It always promises to us that He died for our sins, that we are loved by God. And then we just become more concerned about others. God takes care of us so we can take care of others. Is this the way we live? May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.